We continue our learning. Le'ilu nishmas David ben Menachem Munish em Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Shumos Perakei, Mishnah Ches, says the Mishnah. Sa'a truma shenafla lemeya. I have one sa'a of truma that falls into 100 sa'a of chulin. So, as we've seen, this should be nullified, and then I would have to take a sa'a out. We would assume that that's the truma sa'a, and I would give that to the Kohen. So that's, it's not so simple here, because here the saw was not separated from the mixture. So, velohispik lahagbiha achanafla acheres. I didn't have a chance to take it out, and another saw fell in. So, harezo asura. So the mixture is forbidden to a zar, to a non-kohen, since we didn't take out a saw. It's only when we take out a saw, after I remove one saw, then I'm allowed to use the entire thing. But here, now we have to consider as if two of truma fell in together. Well, 100 chulin cannot nullify two of truma. Now we have something that is meduma. Had he removed it before, so the second saw falling in would have been nullified at 100, as we've learned in the past. And Rabbi Shimon Mati, Rabbi Shimon said it's permitted. He says the mixture is okay. Once the person had in mind that he was going to take the saw out, it's as if he took it out already, and therefore we have the right to assume that there's nullification taking place. And this is Rabbi Shimon, which seems to be somewhat l'shitaso consistent. Why? Because when we read Rabbi Shimon's opinion, it sounds like Rabbi Shimon says, oh, the second saw falling in is nullified in all, no matter what their circumstances are. The chulin, the 100 chulin, will nullify not only the first saw that fell in, but the second saw that fell in as well. Because it didn't happen, it didn't fall in simultaneously. Now, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, we know Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and we know his son Elazar as well. So, Stam Rabbi Shimon, we assume, is always Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So, he's in the Tosefta says that his father, Rabbi Shimon, only argues with the Tanakama, meaning only permits this mixture after the second saw fell in, and we assume it's nullified, only where the person became aware that the first saw of Truma was in the mixture before the second saw fell in. He was aware that the first saw fell in, but even before the second saw fell in. That's where it's nullified. But let's say he was not aware the first saw was there. And after the second saw fell in, although they didn't fall in simultaneously, he became aware, oh my gosh, there are two saw in here. One fell in before, one saw fell in afterwards. Then even Rabbi Shimon would agree, in this case with the Tanakama, that it's not mutter, that it's not nullified. Why is that so? Because only where we say shekvar hayalala he'alos, it was possible for him to take it out. Since it was possible for him to take it out, because he knew it was there and he didn't take it out yet, so when the second saw falls in, it's okay, it's as if the first saw was taken out. But if he was unaware that the first saw fell in at all, so you can't say shekvar hayalala he'alos, he should have taken it out, he was completely unaware of it. And the Bar Tanura and others claim that this is actually Rabbi Elazar following Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon l'shitas on Maseches Bava Kama Adaf Ayin Vav, where he says Kala Omed Lizarok or Lizro Kizarok Dam. He was speaking about sprinkling blood on the mizbeach. I have blood in the klisharis. We consider it as even though he hasn't sprinkled the blood yet, there are certain ramifications that are important to know based on whether the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeach or it was not sprinkled. It hasn't been sprinkled, but he plans on sprinkling it, and it's already in the Kli Sharis. So Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion, Kala Omeid Lizro Gezarok Dami. There's the Gemara there also speaks about Kala Omeid Lifto, something that you plan on redeeming. It's Padu Dami, as if it's already been redeemed. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And the same thing here is also true. Rabbi Shimon says, oh, well, if you were planning to take it out, so fine, but that's only way you were aware it was true. The Tanakama holds, disagrees, right? That we don't assume Kala Ome Lizorok Kazorok Dami is as if it's taken out. So therefore, the Tanakama holds that the whole thing is ruined, even if you were aware that that after the first saw fell in and you were planning to take it out, even there, it doesn't make a difference. We are in Parakei Mishnah Test, the last Mishnah of this Parak. Says the Mishnah, Sa Truma Shenaflo Lameya. I have, same case, I have a sov truma, falls into 100 of chulin, so it should be nullified. Then what did the person do? A person ground up the mixture, tochein, he did grinding, and now the volume decreased because he ground it up, and now it's a little bit lower. So maybe I should assume, well, maybe it's not nullified. How do you know that it was ground up equally? That the chulin and the truma themselves, the 100 chulin and the one truma, decreased in volume the same. So the Mishnah says you can assume that. Kishem shepachasu hachulin, kach pachasa ha-truma, and it's still nullified. Umutter, and it's allowed. So truma shenafel pachos mimea. Let's say I have one sub truma that fell into less than 100, so it's not nullified. Utechanan vahosiru. And then I ground it up, and now, afterwards, it increased in volume. That also could happen. So I grind it up, and then it swells a little bit. So maybe I should say, well, maybe the chulin increased, but the truma didn't, and maybe now it could become nullified. No, says the Mishnah. Same thing in the reverse. Keshem shehosiru hosiru hachulin. Just like the chulin, we assume became greater in volume. Kach hosiru hatruma va'asur, and it's still prohibited. But says the Mishnah, says im yadua shahachitim shel chulin yafos mishel truma. But if you knew that the chulin wheat that was in there was yafos, was a better quality than the truma wheat, and therefore it would have increased in volume, it would swell more than the truma wheat, and the chulin, and therefore would now become 100 times the truma, then muta, then it would be permitted. That would not be a problem. And in fact, the halacha is, Bar Tanur says, it can even be done alechatchila. Right, it can even be done to begin with. We usually say, right, he says, "Vafilu lechatchilu yachol litchon kedei lahatiran." We usually have this principle in the laws of Bittul that ein mevatlin iser lechatchilu. You can't go out of your way to say, "Oh, I need a little bit more soup. I know soup is batel, the milk will be batel in the chicken soup 1 in 60. So I have a huge pot of soup. I need a little bit more soup. So I'll just pour a little bit of milk on there and it will come nullified and I'll have more in the mixture. You're not allowed to do that. That's only after the fact. But here, the halacha is that we actually have the right to do so lechatchila, in such a case, because the goal here, right, is not to, I don't plan on nullifying the truma when I'm grinding, right? I'm allowed to grind lechatchila. Yeah, who knows what's going to happen if I grind it up? So I have no idea that I'm going to, the better quality is going to increase in volume, is going to swell, and it's going to be batel, and therefore we allow such a thing. Mishnah continues, saw truma shenafla lefachos mimi. I have one sub truma fell into less than 100, and therefore it's not batel. But vacharke naflu sham chulin. Then afterwards chulin fell into the mixture. Now the total amount equals 100 sub chulin. So now what do we do? So says the Mishnah, im shogeg mutter. If the chulin fell in by mistake, then it's allowed. This is a classic case of bittul, where you didn't do it to begin with. You didn't do it on purpose. So now I have enough chulin to fall in, so then it's okay, nullifies it. V'mezid aser, but if you did it on purpose, I purposely add more chulin in, that's the classic example of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila, to intentionally nullify something that's not allowed. And v'mezid, therefore it would be aser.